It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The Dow Jones has been taking hard hits. The world's financial systems are in turmoil. And all those trades, all those bits of information are running through computer networks. While we wonder how resilient the economy could be, maybe we should ask the same about those computers.
Over the last couple of trading days, we have seen trading volumes in the 10 billion trade and up range, which is just phenomenal.
That's Bernard Donifer with the Subotnick Financial Services Center, part of Baruch College.
If you take a look at something like options, which trade on the basis of prices in the stock market, we're seeing volumes of around 1.25 million to 1.5 million updates per second. 1.5 million updates a second peak. So we're talking about absolutely huge amounts of volume going through the system right now.
That's on networks that form the central nervous system of the global economy. Andrew Lowe directs the Laboratory for Financial Engineering at MIT. He says companies invest big in stability and security.
Just to give you an idea, J.P. Morgan, one of the largest financial institutions in the world, last year spent $4.6 billion just on technology and IT infrastructure. Part of the reasons that IT spending is just so high is not so much to construct systems that will work properly, but rather systems that will be able to withstand tremendous kinds of stress, just like what we're seeing over the last few days. So these kinds of resilient features are built into the system, but nevertheless, there are periods of time where we sort of go to uncharted waters, where there's just so much trading volume, so much activity, that the system can be overwhelmed for short periods of time.
One of the ways to keep the system stable is staying off the same internet that you and I use. Again, Bernard Donifer.
We use private networks, secure networks, very low latency, high capacity networks, not the public internet, in order to make sure that we have the capacity to do the trading and to do the transactions that are necessary.
But don't those networks connect to the larger internet in some way? I mean, isn't there some sort of valve that goes out to the rest of the world?
There is a valve that goes out to the rest of the world, but that's basically to get the retail customer's transaction into the system. Once the retail customer's transaction is accepted by the financial institution, then it's on private networks. When institutions trade, pensions funds, mutual funds, hedge funds, they use systems using private networks again. They do not use the internet because, especially with the high-frequency trading, you can't trust the internet to be reliable enough and fast enough.
Bernard Donifer of Baruch College. If you've ever played the video game Mario Kart, you know about Koopa shells, fast-moving turtle shells in various colors that zip across racetracks, crash into you. Michael Curry has created real-life remote-control toy Koopa shells. He did it using a 3D printer.
So the shells are actually, I designed them completely in my computer, and once that was done, I fed them into my little MacGyver built-at-home 3D printer kit. And that, well, the way that works is essentially it deposits one layer of plastic at a time, kind of like a glue gun attached to an Etch-a-Sketch, to build up the object out of plastic.
Now, if Michael can just print an extra A for the U.S. credit rating, we'll be all set. We have a link to Michael's blueprints, build your own, at marketplacetech.org. While there, sign up for our daily memo, all the tech news you need zapped into your inbox. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.